If you're dealing with industrial IoT data, you'll be interested in this new IoT show episode with Johannes Mother from Crate.io, and we'll discuss how CrateDB, an open source solution that can be hosted on Azure, will help you deal with industrial IoT data in a very fast manner. It's today on the IoT show. Hi everyone, you're watching the IoT show. I'm Olivier, your host, and today with Johannes from Crate.io, we'll discuss how CrateDB, an open source database solution, will help you, you know, deal with industrial IoT data. Johannes, thanks for joining the show today. How are you?
Hi, thanks for the invite. I'm really happy to be here and looking forward to a conversation.
Awesome. Before we get into the topic, Johannes, tell me a bit about yourself, who you are, how long have you been working in the world of databases, IoT, and so on, and what is Crate.io in a nutshell?
Yeah, so I've been a developer myself for a long time, and I joined Crate.io actually 5 years ago. Crate.io is around since 6 years. We're a startup founded here in Austria in the Alps. And now we call ourselves a scale-up, and our mission is to basically enable users to make use of big data to turn data into action. That's what we're doing.
Awesome. Tell me, we will be talking about industrial IoT specifically and how CrateDB addresses, you know, the various challenges. But tell me a bit about how you guys, by experience, are seeing industrial IoT data being different from other type of data that IoT solutions might be generating.
Yeah. So industrial IoT data, the characteristics that we see out in the wild with the customers that we have and the use cases, is that there is like a high interest pressure. So those are scaling use cases. You have a lot of plants with a lot of production lines, with a lot of machines in there, and they generate the high interest pressure. So a lot of data is coming in. And also what most of the people want to achieve at the end, although of course it's for a lot of our customers and users, it's a long journey. They want to get into the direction of predictive maintenance. So they want to keep the overall equipment efficiency up. They want to keep their machines running basically and not waste any money. And so you need to create findings based on the data, on this high interest pressure that is flowing in, like really fast. And so those are decisions which should happen as close to real time as possible. And like the third characteristics that we have or that we see out there for industrial IoT is that there is a lot of variety on the data itself. So you have all kinds of sensors. You want to combine the data itself with a lot of metadata. And so the data is not too streamlined. Also, a lot of companies are like going on the journey where they start off and they start collecting data and the use case grows. So at the beginning, they might have only a small production line connected to the system. They are collecting only a small amount of data, maybe only some sensors, and then they identify more needs and they change their sensor setup and they add more specific sensors. The sensors generate more data. And so we often see use cases evolving over time. And we see the whole industry on a journey. And we will see where it will end up. I think there is a lot of cool stuff coming in the future. But that's how it looks at the moment from our experience.
I see. So that's definitely like lots of different specificities. The one that really strikes me is that need to have analytics happen as fast as possible. You need to have answers like that. And a good example of that could be, you know, when you do analytics, for example, on a set of images to verify quality, right? You do quality inspection on, you know, electronics or something. You need to have an analytics, you know, on that image happen instantly because things are just like passing by, and you cannot afford to have, you know, a very long round trip and then having a database query that takes forever. So how does CrateDB, which is a solution we'll talk more and more about during this little IoT show, how does CrateDB addresses these challenges that industrial IoT, you know, has, specificities of industrial IoT data?
Yeah, so CrateDB basically has been looking at two worlds. So on the one hand, when CrateDB was founded 6 years ago, there has been the huge wave of NoSQL databases coming in, but still there was like the need for SQL to have like structures and to be able to write custom queries and everything. And so CrateDB is a database which focuses on scaling and efficiency and wants to answer in provide answers in like almost real time. And so we compromised on consistency, and we want to like provide response to our users as fast as possible. So everything that we do is for efficiency and for speed, and also to enable scaling. So CrateDB under the hood is a distributed system, and every decision that our engineers take, might it be a day or night, is to build the best distributed database in the world.
Got it. And so one of the things that we will not dig into, but definitely needs to be addressed, I think. So CrateDB is a database meant to be run in the cloud. But where are you guys standing when it comes to, you know, we have this notion of cloud computing versus edge compute and storage and analytics. So where are you guys at when it comes to having CrateDB come closer to where the data is generated at the edge?
So CrateDB, the good thing about CrateDB is that it can be set up and run everywhere. It's quite easy to set up, and it doesn't require high-end machines, and so it runs also on commodity hardware. CrateDB is perfect suited for cloud setups. We also have a cloud offer there, but you can also just download it and install it on-prem in your own data center when you want. And when it comes to edge, so we have setups where we like really close to where the data is generated, but then we are set up like on a gateway or something where there is some compute power. As said, must not be high-end machines, but we are not a database who can run on a camera or who is perfectly suited for a Raspberry Pi or whatsoever. And also we are, so we have a prototype set up for the Azure IoT Marketplace, and we're looking forward to develop it further in the future.
Yeah, that makes sense. So basically cloud and on-premise on servers for a database, that does make sense. So that's a way of bringing that analytics as close as possible to the data source. What about security? I mean, security is something that is key to IoT solutions in general. How are you approaching security in general? You don't need to get into details, but I think there's a philosophy or an approach that you're having that is interesting.
Of course, all our engineers always have security in mind, and we also want to provide a really good experience there. But as I said, our focus is not on building the most secure database. We're going for efficiency, for providing results as fast as possible. And we are partnering with cloud providers. So which really have good experience here, provide really, really good tools, and so that we can also offer this to our customers.
Yeah, and we do have security, you know, top of mind here at Microsoft. So I'm really happy to hear you say that. We definitely want to like secure any kind of services that are hosted on Azure and actually on premises. We talked about, having CrateDB on premise, and there are solutions there. Well, Johannes, I think it's time for, our audience to see where they can get started, learn more. So let's jump into some visuals, some, websites and some demos of where people can get started and learn more about CrateDB.
Okay, so I want to set up our little demo basically as a little journey. And I want to start where we started the discussion. So this is that's a blog post that we just published recently, so everyone can go there and look it up. That's like our Lighthouse customer that we have in there. We built together with him a vertical based on CratesDB, and here we got like the full loop closed. So that's something that you not see too often in industry, but this is basically a solution which goes from machine to machine. So in some areas, of course, we still are relying on humans, but who are experts on the floor, but there is like a lot of stuff going on that CratesDB provides the responses and insights to a node system, which then is basically controlling the whole production line. So that's like the natural habitat of CratesDB, where CratesDB lives and where it really feels well. So we also integrate on the Azure platform. So here's just a little architecture for smaller IoT use cases that we published in our documentation. CratesDB integrates really well with a lot of Azure tools. So Azure Functions is something where we have a lot of documentation on our website. Power BI to visualize data, Azure Databricks, Azure ML through the Python and R. Implementations, Azure Logic apps, that's all stuff that you can use with CratesDB, because CratesDB also implements the Postgres wire protocol and speaks the Postgres SQL dialect. So of course we're a distributed system, we don't support every feature that Postgres does, but that's the right direction we go, and that's why a lot of tools which are comfortable with Postgres also work with CratesDB. So one thing that we published just recently is our cloud offer. So that's database as a service. There's like our web UI. You can have like a quick look at that on the marketplace. And we also have like a really cheap development plan, which doesn't cost much a month. And everything is consumption based, and we are also about to offer to publish a free offer hopefully soon. CratesDB looks like this, so that's the face of CratesDB. I'm not going in detail into that. I'm just introducing basically our little demo that we have there. With the admin UI of CratesDB. So one of the views that you have here is basically the table view. So what we here have is master data, and this is basically something that we often see out there. So we have some meta information about the setup of a plant, about the setup of the whole company, where the sensors reside. We see sensors being moved around within a plant, or even in between plants, so they're not always at the same position. And one of the good things, we won't go too much into depth about this today, but CratesDB is like extending the time series, the industrial IoT use case, by also providing really good geospatial and full text capabilities. So that's like the one thing, that's the small table, which contains information about 100 plants. And here we have like the biggest thing. So it's, I'd say a mid-sized cluster. We have 15 nodes here. So we see in our customer setup, we see much, much more out there. So there are bigger CratesDB clusters running. And here we have at the moment like 15 billion records ingested into that. That's one of the things, one of the setups that we use for internal benchmarking and for demos and such. And we have currently That's basically a Grafana dashboard based on Prometheus data, where you can see the current ingest flow. And currently, I think we have a couple of ingest instances running, which ingest around 130 to 140k of data per second. So that's the thing. I'm now gonna show some queries. So as said, CreateDB is a database, and that's also something which differentiates us from the whole NoSQL time series optimized databases. We are able to speak SQL, and you can also build all kind of queries. And we aim for responses which are as fast as possible. So I'm just going to run some queries. Here's basically on this time series data doing an aggregation. As said, currently there are around 15 billion records in the database, and we're now going to run a query in that. So CreateDB is now going through those records. Of course, CreateDB allows partitioning and also sharding of the data to optimize the query flow and to provide answers really fast. So what we aim for in general is we want to really go sub-second, but of course there are also use cases which require faster responses if it's really about line steering, changing parameters on the go. So this was a query, and what we also often see with CreateDB, and that's actually one of the benefits of using SQL, that basically the structure of the database is exposed through our UI. So we often have customers who build a platform on their own, and they on their own have customers who analyze the data and do stuff based on that. So so if you have a button press event there, you can run that query and just add it through SQL, and another good thing about CreateDB and providing a SQL is, for example, that we're able to do subselects. So there are competitors of ours who have dedicated time bucketing functions, and most of the stuff, or a lot of the stuff, is also possible with CreateDB by just using pure SQL. So we are exceeding those features in some areas by just using pure SQL. So we have subselects. We also have window functions in there, and you can see now CreateDB doing a subselect based on that 15 billion records in 64 milliseconds.
That's pretty impressive.
And then
pretty impressive. I was about to jump in, but maybe you can address that. And all I'm seeing right now is definitely addressing the needs in industrial IoT for what we'd call the warm or hot pass, where we need to have the analytics happen in this kind of milliseconds delays rather than seconds. So I'm pretty impressed. And we'll go back a little bit in terms of the integration with the other services to see how you implement such a hot pass scenario using CreateDB. But there's also the notion that CreateDB can be used for what I would call the cold path, right? Where you can do analytics on a huge amount of data after the facts for doing, you know, root cause and analytics or things like that, correct?
Yeah, so CreateDB now specializes not on the cold path, so that's something which is in our roadmap and will end up there at one point. But what we can do, so this is something which we see as the hot path. But we also allow a lot of stuff for the warm path. So you can set up a CreateDB cluster as you want, and you can have nodes which have smaller memory, smaller storage attached to it, and have maybe more CPU and more memory. And then you have others where it is the other way around. And based on the CreateDB partitioning, you can move this data around seamlessly. So whenever you say, for example, you want to have like 30 days in the hot storage and you have a partition set up per month, then you can say, okay, after this month, the data is moved to create a B nodes. This have where the ratio of computation and memory power compared to storage is smaller than it's on the data that is actually within those 30 days that you define. And so that's the thing that we offer at the moment. But we also have like integration into Azure Blob Store, where you can do backups and move data out there, and once you need it again back in. And we are looking into also allowing users to query data which is stored in Parquet files and is really stored on a cold storage setup.
Makes sense. So definitely something in the roadmap to address the colder path, I would say. But it's never a problem anyways to use different services to address data depending on what they're good at. Cool. So that definitely means that you can use CrateDB today in hot path scenario and in near future in cold path. And anyways, it's not a problem mix and matching your different database solutions as long as you know they're compatible. So let me let you go back to the demo. I think you had the last one thing you wanted to show.
Yeah. So what we often see with the customers is that they have like some kind of data and already mentioned like full text or geospatial data which they want to combine, and this comes from other sources. So they have their business intelligence there where they like know where stuff is and have additional information like who have been the suppliers for all that. And actually they also store this data in Crate and sync it there to be able to do analytics really on combining the time series with additional information from other systems. And I'm just gonna show you how we now join those two tables that I showed earlier, so the master data and the time series table. Yeah, and you can see this 15 billion records being joined with those hundreds records of metadata in subseconds. Of course, you won't join two huge tables because at one point you will also see limits of the hardware that is there. But having a typical time series table combined with tables where you have additional data is totally fine and something that we see your customers doing on a daily basis.
Nice. This is actually pretty impressive performances. Because you're in a UI there, you sometimes had to double click or to refresh the cache. But like in a normal use case, a developer will be using the APIs and integrating that into an application. So here you really have the console that shows us how things are working and how you can develop. At the end of the day, you will integrate that with other services, right? And so you already started mentioning, you know, how the integration works on Azure, which is basically integrating with visualization services, but also the services like IoT Hub that ingest data, and then you can actually hook up that data into CrateDB pretty seamlessly. That's pretty impressive. CrateDB is open source, right? Can you tell me a bit about how the community is like vibrant, moving, contributors from the outside and so on?
Yeah, so we are open source since day one. We have some enterprise features which we sell along with the license, of course. But everything that we do is in the open. So we also have like really open discussions. We have a lot of really cool users who are also contributing to our database. Of course, we are not an entirely open source driven project. It's Crate.io who is moving that forward. But we have a lot of users out there who are using our community edition, and actually also some of the biggest CrateDB clusters run on open source. And we are really, really proud to contribute back to the community. And
Nice. Nice, appreciate it. And so before I let you go, one last question about, how does CreateDB fit in the landscape of the various database and time series offers on Azure? There's different solutions out there that customers are able to just deploy on Azure. So what's CreateDB, position in there? What's its superpower? Basically a summary of all you just described, but just like if you had to state it real quick.
Yeah, so I think I mentioned it earlier that we like really fit well in between the space of specialists who are really good at doing time series computation. And what we can also see there that so CreateDB has good analytical power. A lot of our competitors are better when it comes to looking at smaller time windows. So also on Azure, of course, there are offers who are like really good at doing all this time series stuff. But when you do, so we also have few customers who are doing analysis of data over years, for example. And so you can, CreateDB is more specific and not so dense like those offerings, because we, of course, also at the end, we are a SQL database. But we are looking more at efficiency and more at speed that others do. When it comes, for example, for other SQL databases. So we compromised on consistency, and we did that on full purpose, just to provide the speed and the efficiency, but still having the SQL layer, which is a really cool thing.
SQL on steroid, love it. Well, Johannes, it was a great introduction to CreateDB. If you want to learn more, go check out CreateDB on the marketplace, going to that link, which is aka.ms/IoTshow/CreateDB. Johannes, thanks for joining us all the way from Europe, and have a nice end of day. And everyone who watched the show today, hope you liked it. Don't forget to subscribe, get the notification and so on, and see you soon. Johannes, see you soon. Bye.
Thanks a lot, Olivia. See you. Bye.